Chapter 3. The Bloody Knife. The men searched Aksionov's luggage. Suddenly, the policeman pulled a blood-stained knife from Aksionov's bag. He cried, "Whose is this? Why is there blood on this knife?" Aksionov tried to answer, but he was so scared he could hardly speak. He stammered, I don't know. It's not mine." The policeman said, "The other merchant was found in bed with his throat cut. You are the only person who could have done it. The inn was locked from the inside. No one else was there. Here is the knife in your bag, and you are acting guilty. Tell me why you killed him. How much money did you steal?" Aksionov swore it was not him. He said he had not seen the merchant after they had tea together. The money he had was his own. The knife was not his. But his voice was broken and his face pale. He shook with fear as a guilty man would. The policeman ordered the soldiers to tie Aksionov up. His money and goods were taken from him. He was sent to the nearest town and thrown in prison. People in Vladimir were asked about Aksionov's character. The merchants and other people there said that in former days he drank and wasted his time, but that now he seemed to be a good man. Then the trial came. Aksionov was charged with murdering the merchant and stealing his money.